Riders, Rangers, and Rambos, the podcast all about Masked Rider, Power Rangers, and a bunch of other things too, with your hosts, Shuko and Shinobi, Rider, Jedi Mon 1995, and Spraycan. Yeah. Hello, welcome to RR, Season 3, Episode 28.
In your space! Man, that was so tight. Don't break
it. It's really relevant, too. Dude, you did a really rad job.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You my home skillet, Dawson.
Yo, what is that? Sorry.
God. That title was ice.
Ice, ice, baby.
Booyah.
Remember when he was in the Turtles movie? I love that movie.
Your home skillets want to get to the one-ups?
Yup.
Alright, so all this news is very fresh. right now I'm just hanging out in my crib. But,
Let's fly, dog.
What have I bought? I haven't bought anything because my local store, I don't know, they ain't stocking shit. I don't know. Like, all these stores are so fucking old school.
Chill out, man.
And, like, I don't know. Like, I'm looking for a store that's all tight, but everyone's just kind of, I don't know.
Dude, that's tripping.
Damn it, I was going to say that.
I'm looking for the last couple Power Rangers in Space toys I need. And before
they all disappear.
I know, because we'll talk about that later, but...
Man, so the
ending's forever, I'm so sad.
I'm going postal, man. I can't take it.
I don't know.
Word.
Every fourth.
Word. I feel like that's going to be important somewhere.
That's going to be a thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't get it. I don't get the reference.
It's not a reference. It's just something
that's
we made up.
That's a scrub.
You guys made it up? You guys made that up?
Yeah.
Dude. That's tight.
Oh, snap. So, yeah, I haven't found those toys I need. So, that's all good.
That's whack.
He wants to put the reviews up on the bulletin board, but it's just not going to happen. He's not going to get them up there in time. Bulletin board?
So, what's up?
Does that mean it's my turn?
Yeah.
So... You know, I was just chilling today, munching on some Dunkaroos. Best snack ever. I hope they never go away.
I prefer the cheese and breadsticks. Those are awesome.
No, well, that's
the
never
pretzels gonna... and cheese myself, but
I don't think either of those are ever going to change. But Dunkaroos will be around forever. They're foolproof. I couldn't really sleep last night because I had way too much surge. So I was like, tantrum! I don't know where that came from, but surge.
Answer's awesome.
That'll also never go away. These are just two brands that are going to be forever remembered in history.
Just like Sega.
They're just going to make the most advanced in the future. It's going to be like virtual reality.
They just released a new console. Did you hear about that in Japan?
That's
so fat.
That's
so fat
with a PH.
Yeah. Dreamcast.
Like
your
fucking Nintendo 64 is so goddamn old school. This Dreamcast is where it's at. It's gonna be the shit. It's gonna be so fat.
They have a little screen on the controller.
I know, and you can take it out and take it with you. It's amazing.
The Nintendo 64 is gonna be dead after this thing comes out. There's just no way it can stand up to the Dreamcast.
Nintendo's never gonna make it.
Honestly, the Dreamcast has got me going postal. So, I mean, it's so fresh.
Thing's the bomb,
dude. I'm down with Sega. Like, I'm a Sega bro for life.
Man,
I'm so dope.
I don't even know what Sony thinks they're doing if the PlayStation's relevant at this point.
Okay, guys, get this. I heard that Microsoft has a console coming out. Psych! No, they don't. Oh.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Jim. That joke was a bomb.
You should say that for a future April Fool's. Be like, probably called something stupid like the Z-Box.
As if.
Oh, that's stupid.
Now, guys, this, you can't keep going on with your hilarity because we need to use the phone line at some point, so we have to hurry this up. The AOL won't last forever.
Oh, sorry. Oh, someone might need to check their mail, so.
Okay, I told everyone that I was going to be using the phone line, so. It's all right. My crib's good. Shit's tight, dog.
It smells tight. Wait, that sounded wrong.
Well, I just ripped one, so.
Oh, gosh.
It smells something, if you know what I mean.
So, I don't know where my one-ups went, but basically I've just been drinking Surge and eating Dunkaroos. I went to go see Titanic the other day, and it was a pretty depressing ending. So, yeah. So, that's about all.
That's about all.
Well, you know, I'm just...
You have to say 1995.
I'm just a sitting here playing on this this new game that I borrowed from one of my friends. It's called Pokemon Red.
You actually bought into that shit?
Look, I'm telling you, this is like an amazing thing. You can play it. First of all, I have like this Super Game Boy on my Super Nintendo. It's the coolest thing ever. I can play it on my TV instead of one of those like big clunky.
Whatever.
Instead of one of those big clunky Game Boys, because the newfangled colorized ones haven't come out yet. But it's so you can catch all these Pokemons and carry them around, and they're adorable.
What a fad!
No, it's not a fad. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna last forever. There's going to be bajillions of them, and they're going to be going on forever and ever. You just don't know.
Let me get this straight. You play as a little kid going around collecting all these cute little monsters.
Yes, and they fight each other, and they can...
You get a little slap fight? You get a little slap fight?
Huh? There's a slap fight. They got like a flamethrower and hydro pump. And yeah, it's awesome. It's like the Bloods and the Crips, but better.
God damn it, Kevin, play a real game like Banjo-Kazooie or Spyro the Dragon.
Oh, fuck that. I don't know where it's at.
Those are real
games. They are not where...
Those are for the hardcore gamers.
You know what's for the hardcore gamers? Mario Party.
You know what's for
that shit's got that boom game, and you have the control stick, and you're like...
Boom. You just jack off.
I got calluses all over my fucking hand. You have no goddamn idea.
Your mom is for the hardcore gamer.
My mom's Super Nintendo. What now? Sega for life.
Talk to the hand.
No.
Dreamcast.
Oh, snap.
I got the wig.
You know what, man? I've been playing a real man's game. I've been playing some Star Wars Rogue Squadron.
I love that game.
That game is off the chain. That's some futuristic dialogue you just used right there.
I love me some Rogue Squadron. That is the awesomest thing ever. Star Wars is awesome. Can't wait for that new movie.
Yeah, we might get a question about it later, so shut up.
Someone peeked in the mailbag and or voice messaging system thing.
Little machine thing.
Just a little box that we made.
Oh, crap, I just knocked my Walkman.
And I'm still...
That thing's brand new, too. I spent a lot of money on that.
You got a fucking Walkman? I'm sitting here with my Walkman's a cassette player.
Look, and I'm still 8 months into my mourning of the ending of the turtle show. It was awesome, okay? Fifth turtle for life. Venus was epic. She had turtle
You're
boobs.
Still on that?
Yes, I am still on that.
Next mutation was shit.
No, it was awesome. They had a chick turtle. She had magic and a ponytail bandana. I don't
you
even know how
liked
that
her
works.
Boobs.
Her turtle yes. boobs. Her tubes. That didn't even make sense. I'm still mourning Beetleborgs.
See, that now that's something worth mourning.
That's a
I mean,
show.
That shit was beyond fat. Like,
well,
it was so fat, it was me levels of fat.
I was all about the Less Fortunes. He was the crazy hair, and he was awesome. He was in Nukas, he was all with his cool voice and Roboborg was giant and Fangula when he was like full on. That was awesome. I love that show.
Roboborg almost looked like a knight. Like they should call him Robo Knight. That would have been a cool name.
No, that's a stupid name. No one ever used that name for anything. Stupid.
Talk to the hand.
Why don't we let you name things? You're terrible at this.
Whatever. It's my time to lay down some fat beats on all y'all.
It's going to be fresh.
So, yeah, I've been kicking it old school, going with my Sega Genesis. Some NBA jams. I know it's a little old, but hear me out.
Sonic
it's
the
sweet.
Hedgehog.
Man, that game is bling blinging.
Word.
But yeah,
he's got rings. He's got ice dog. Like he's blinging all over the place.
But you know what? This new game just came out called Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time.
Shit's gonna
nothing
be
beats the original. Nothing beats the original.
Know. I got some high hopes for it.
I don't know. It looks like 3D Mario, but with Link. It's going
to
be awesome.
You can't beat Link to the past.
Oh, that was pretty fun.
I don't
know.
But this
is going to be in 3D. 3D is the future.
I got some hopes for it.
No, 3D is never going to last either. That's a fad. They'll say Pokemon's a fad. 3D is a fad.
Dude, I bet they're going to make Pokemon 3D.
Frank Hans Duden over here. What does he want?
Dude,
it's got an ocarina. You know who else uses an ocarina?
No one.
Tommy.
The flute, you bastard.
Hell yeah. Oh, whatever.
That's a Clara knife.
Whatever. It's still a musical instrument that you blow into.
That's what she said.
Yo, dick.
Oh, I think I just invented a new thing.
Whoa. Dude, I gotta use that.
It's gonna be a thing. See, I'm too futuristic.
So rad. But yeah, that's all I got going on. Oh, no. I've been watching some All That.
Oh, that'd be All That.
I'm not all about the All That.
What about the Amanda Show? That stuff's off the hook if that's out.
That is one fine 12-year-old.
Yeah, I think I saw it.
I like those Drake and Josh guys. I think they should get their own show. I think that would be pretty entertaining.
No, they'll never take off.
I'm not really about that Josh kid.
Emphasis! If he does that at this point.
I don't know.
What is it like Tony in pajamas on their steak? He's like a mob boss and he's got somebody in pajamas. I just saw this so recently because it's so fresh in my mind, you know. I looked up on the TV guide, we got it in the mail, and they said it was on. I can't really tell what it is because my cable box doesn't have a clock on it because that made no sense. God damn it, that is. This era is just technologically advanced.
The more you think about it, the more shit the 90s were.
Right?
You mean R?
Yeah, R.
This era sucks because we know the future.
I'm wearing overalls.
Do you have a conductor hat?
Yes. FNPR taught me how to dress and to respect others. It's all about teamwork and smoothies. Smoothies and juice. I still miss Ernie. Since that lady took over with her fries. We'll talk about that later.
But she'd be good playing a nurse one day.
I don't think I'll ever get that reference in any time period. Okay, so...
Put her in a show with the chick from Roseanne. That'd be awesome.
Is that all it for the one-ups?
Yeah. Should call them the Wazzaps.
We should have, actually. But it's okay. Hang on. With the news that's not about Monica Lewinsky giving fellatio to the president.
I can't believe that shit happened, man.
I still don't think he had relations with that woman. He said it, so he doesn't lie. Presidents don't lie.
He did not inhale.
I don't even know what to say about that at all. I just want to move on from that.
I don't even think if...
Wow, that joke went nowhere.
Really?
Okay.
I don't even think we would talk about this in the future. Let's see. No, we wouldn't. I don't even know why I'm mentioning it. Anyway, okay, so there's rumors that Power Rangers might not be canceled, but you need to take this with a grain of salt.
I'll take it with a pinch of salt. It's a little more than a grain.
There's rumors about the theme. There's rumors are swirling. I hear it's going to be an insect-based. I heard rumors about pirates.
I heard things about...
I don't think pirates could work.
I heard things about planets because the space thing was so popular.
I think they're going to go further into space. Okay. Like Power Rangers Deep Space.
Deep Space Nine. Is that the thing yet? I think so.
I'm about to blow your minds.
Oh, shit.
That's not all you can blow.
I'm down.
Horses and Charlie Brown.
No,
horses and Charlie Brown.
Horses and Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown has a beagle, you shit.
I mean, as awesome as what? As awesome as horses would be, I don't think, you know, they're going to use that.
I mean, what's a Power Ranger doing riding a horse? That's for the Mystic Knights.
That's awesome, though. Right? A Power Ranger on a horse? Dude!
I just don't work. They're fucking... The spandex guys on... No.
They're gonna catch the horse. They can't just summon him by waving their hands in the air.
It's fresh. It's new. It's fly. Accept it.
I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, are we going to continue space? Are they going to turn the spaceship into a horse? Are they going to Thunder Zord this shit? I don't know. Is Zordon going to help them out? Like, are they going to have to go on another journey to get these horse powers?
How are the spaceships going to turn into a horse, you moron?
How did a Tyrannosaurus turn into a Dragon Zord? There, I said it. Everyone thinks, oh, that's normal. A Mastodon turned into a lion. Well, I'm calling them out.
Oh.
You can't call him NPR. It was the best thing ever.
Dude, that's heresy. I can't believe you just said that.
Heretic. Dawson's a heretic.
You're a scrub.
This is a hate crime.
Mystic Knights is totally a thing.
Okay, good.
It's on right now.
Okay, good.
I forgot it was on. I don't
know. One in the morning?
I don't know how I forgot. I love it so much. It's like my favorite show because it's got knights and shit.
My favorite show is still Buffy.
None of them are robots, though.
No, I love Hysteria. That's an awesome program. So amazing. I love it.
I love All Real Monsters, if that's a thing.
I hope they can find a way to make it on, like, VHS tape, and then I can have, like, the show at home without having to turn on the TV. That'd be cool if they would do that for programs.
VHSs are honestly the pinnacle of our technology.
Can you
watch TV whenever we want?
I don't know.
We can record.
I'm thinking Laserdisc.
Laserdisc.
No.
Those giant ass sons of bitches. You can frisbee those shits.
Exactly. Exactly. Although the only problem with these VHSs is that people don't rewind. Remember what Blockbuster says:
be kind, rewind. I mean, come on. They might make a movie based on that someday, starring Jack Black. I think. Does that? Is he been born?
No. Oh my god.
It's 1998. I hope so.
I was just kidding.
Dude. I saw him in the Neverending Story 3.
Oh, man. Final Fantasy? Oh. That's definitely a thing. That's been around for fucking ever.
No, man. Final Fantasy will get a movie someday. Just you watch. It'll have to do with spirits and shit. Just not the kind you think.
It's going to be as good as Double Dragon and Street Fighter.
Awful. It'd be awful because Final Fantasy sucks.
I feel like they should make a movie off of Final Fantasy VII. Just saying. I know it's still relatively new. Good game.
There are much better games than Final Fantasy VII. Pokemon, for example.
Oh, God, this again.
Pokemon.
Ah, here we go.
I'm telling you.
The Pikachu is cute and fluffy, maybe. You can't really tell because they're drawn so flat, they don't got fucking fur. But
look how round he is. He's adorable. He'll always be this round and lovable.
I've seen those Pokemon. They're like rocks with arms and shit.
That's right. They're cool. They're the best designed ever.
It's unoriginal.
I mean, one of the Pokemon is just a pile of goop. Like, I mean, seriously, how unoriginal can you possibly
But the pile
get?
Of goop can turn into anything.
Nah, I was talking about the other one, not the pink one, the purple one.
The one that like, he just turns into a bigger pile of goop.
There's three Pokemon like that are good.
Sorry, that voice just came to me. That voice just came to me.
Okay. It's not all that came to you.
Yeah, that's why that one was called Come Backwards or whatever, that goop you were talking about. Look. You know. I have no idea. This show's even dirty now.
I'm just saying, there's three Pokemans that are goop. I mean, these people clearly were not thinking.
Plus, it's a total ripoff of those virtual pets from Japan called Digimon.
I know, Digimon's where it's at.
No, that is just stupid. That is not going to be a thing ever.
Tamagotchi and Gigapets. Those, I carry those with me everywhere. And those were the future versions.
Well, I'm pretty sure you're gay, then.
Mark my words. Digimon will... It'll surplant... Surplant's a word, I think.
the dictionary. Let me check this dictionary. I wish there was a convenient way to look up stuff besides a dictionary. The other day I spent 3 hours looking through some encyclopedias.
It's not a word. It's not.
Spray cans quick with the dictionaries.
Damn.
Yeah, I got bookmarks, man. That's what I do.
Lots and lots of bookmarks.
Holy shit, how did we... No spell check? Wow. Sorry, I'm just thinking of stuff. Like, wow, we had it wrong.
I mean, when I have to look something up, I have to get out my Encyclopedia Britannica set.
Awesome.
Find the letter I need and...
Well, writer? Excuse me, writer? Yeah.
Yes.
We do have spell check. Haven't you ever used Microsoft Word?
No, I can't afford it.
That stuff is pretty expensive. And that's it barely fits on the computer's only got like 2 gigabytes of hard drive space. It's hard to shove all that on there.
Microsoft Word 95 is the greatest program ever to come out.
You have to go to the library to use a computer.
There will never surpass a Word version as great as 95. And Windows 95 is where it's fucking at.
No, I don't know. That Windows 98 just came out. I heard the Windows 98 is the best thing ever.
I don't know. I don't trust it. I want to stick with my 95 because I know it's reliable.
You think you would hop on the 95 bandwagon 1995? I'm just saying. You're such a big fan of that year.
I don't even know what my name is.
It's just Shukun Shinobi. Okay. You dreamt of that name one night. I think it's from the future.
Yeah. Something about ninjas. I don't know.
Yeah, because he loves...
I didn't even know...
Ninja Rangers.
Japanese.
Yeah, I love the Alien Rangers. They're ninjas and shit. And I love the Ninja Turtles.
So. Alien Fish. That was like the best idea ever. I mean, that will go down in an all-time genius writing.
Ninja Alien Fish. Without, no combination of words makes me happier in my pants than Ninja Alien Fish.
That is such a mind-blowing twist, though. You turn your entire cast into children. That's brilliant.
I mean, why would
I
you
have
a
never
child
thought to turn my entire cast into the children and then replace them? And then,
no,
you know,
what was more brilliant? What was more brilliant was Billy going off to bang an alien fish.
I'm so human ninja alien.
Human
fish.
Alien fish babies. That's right.
I
that is awesome.
Billy's the Phantom Ranger.
Billy the fish fucker.
Shit.
So I don't know. We didn't even talk much about the new Power Rangers rumors, but it doesn't matter because it's not true. It's ending. It's never coming back 3 more times.
I don't think it's going to come back. I mean, we had the Troopers. They died. And when the Beetleborgs, died. The Masked Raider, he died.
Well, we got those Mystic Knights, and they're awesome.
How can they come back? It's going to end, and it's going to end perfectly, guys.
I mean, this week's episode was Countdown to Destruction.
That means
destruction.
This show's probably going to be canceled after season 3. We're not going to have anything to talk about. Our writer's name's already irrelevant since whatever his name was left. Dex? Like, that was his name? I was a big fan of the show, you can tell.
There'll be another one.
Look, I liked the multiracial family. That was awesome.
That will never happen. It's supposed to look like a bug. Why would they be based off dragons? It's ridiculous. Next thing you know, you're going to tell me there's going to be a dude in a leather jacket and sunglasses following him around. And he's going to be based off of a bat. What a Batman ripoff that would be.
I know, right?
God.
I don't know. I feel eventually there's going to be one based off like a space dude, and he's going to be really friendly and annoying.
That would be pretty fresh, but I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah. refresh my.
I don't know. Friendship is in. Friendship is in.
That's true. The power
is magic.
They did teach me that with my conductor hat. So, you know, just be nice to people and they'll be nice to you.
I mean, Power Rangers has shown me how much magical friendship can be. So,
there's a little cartoon ponies that'll do that in the future. If you watch.
No.
No way.
I think that's a franchise.
Cartoon ponies are stupid.
You're like one of those people that says everyone's going to have a cell phone. That's ridiculous.
Those things are so big and expensive.
What a dumb idea. Why would you need to call somebody from anywhere? The only time you need to talk to someone is when you're at home. God, what stupid.
Those things are so big and expensive, no one's going to own them.
I don't know. When I go out to the store, I don't want to be bothered. I don't want people to contact me all the time. It's like
ridiculous.
An invasion of my privacy.
It's kind of creepy. It's like they know all my personal details.
I don't know. If I don't like talking on the phone, but if they could, like, I don't know, email me on it or something like that, that'd be kind of cool.
Shit,
that's some Back to the Future
email.
Shit. That's
oh, yeah, let's just make it a bajillion dollars. Yes, yeah. Add email to it.
Email over the air? Are you serious right now?
How are you going to get the phone cord to plug it in the store?
I'm sorry.
You can't plug the phone cord
big.
In.
Technology's never going to get that advanced.
Then you're going to bother all the other customers, but when your phone just yells out, you've got mail. Something's wrong with you, spray can boy. Something's wrong with you.
I'm sorry.
You should be sorry. You're a terrible person.
Was there any more news?
No?
Okay.
I need something to hold all these dreams. Like
get a dream catcher.
Like a cast. Like a dream cast.
Oh.
No.
That was fine.
That is not going to take off as a thing, Gretchen.
Gretchen.
Whoever someone named Gretchen might pretend to be in the future.
Whore. I just felt the urge to say that. I'm sorry.
Just like your mother.
Is there any more news? See, that was a thing. Did we discuss more news? What was beyond the news? Seriously.
I don't know what we're doing right now.
I'm ready to talk about some Power Rangers.
Yeah, let's
news.
Talk about.
This show was made to talk about the Power Rangers.
And the Masked Riders that are gone. I'm still getting over it.
I miss Farbus. Best character ever.
The show's all about Knights and Rangers now. Except I seriously have no idea what episode of Mystic Knights was on.
I have the faintest.
I missed a little black kid.
I missed it.
My memory stops after October 30th. So, that's October. October. So I have no idea what episode it was. I could probably
I forgot to put it on the right station when we recorded on the VHS. I mean, usually it's so convenient. I mean, all I have to do is remember the exact time and station to leave it on. I mean,
well, we're right about that fifth night episode. So,
well, let's talk about the Power Rangers. Let's kick off Space Summaries with Shuki.
Yeah. So.
Wait, shouldn't there be like a jingle?
Because now it's time for the In Space Summaries with Shuki.
Cha?
See, it fits. That thing. It'll just be used all the time. Like,
the
eventually.
Hell is cha?
Eventually.
Like,
one,
the cha cha. That's gotta be a thing.
There'll be one called, like, Dino Thunder Submarines with Shuki. Because I feel
Dino
like that's gonna be a thing.
What
did dinosaurs, you idiot? Why are they doing it again?
It's a reference.
They're never going to do dinosaurs.
They'll do it again, and they'll bring back Tommy. Just you watch, and it'll
be a huge
reference.
No, Tommy's gone to go be a race car driver somewhere. He would never come back.
I get it.
Not
like,
even if all the Red Rangers were together in one group scene. That would be so awesome, though.
I just heard group scene. That's all I heard. I have to go to my local porn shop to check that out. There's no way to access that instantly.
What?
You know, because you can't look up porn yet. Sorry.
Oh. I get it. here it goes.
Sorry, this is going terribly.
Okay, space summaries. Let's go.
I'm doing that. So this episode was the first part of the Power Rangers series finale. Countdown to Destruction, Part 1.
I'm so sad.
I'm incredibly sad. See, I'm so sad my little thing that told me what this episode was about is gone.
You know, there was a distinct lack of countdowns.
I was expecting one in the corner the entire time. And I was severely let down. But we have our Space Rangers and the Dark Spectre and Astronema is doing shit. And there's...
I don't know if this is a good idea.
All these Power Rangers are all over the place. Like, the Space Rangers doing their thing up in
space. I'm going to the monkey again.
Oh, shit. I didn't watch this, guys.
What? Plot twist.
Look,
I was not expecting him to do that. That guy is an asshole.
Someone can't program their VCR timer.
I think the power went out. It could automatically reset because that would be ridiculous.
No, my VCR did tape it. But this is the series finale of Power Rangers, and I don't want to deal with it, man.
Did you cram a lot of cookies into the VCR again?
I don't want to deal with it, and I want to watch both parts at the same time, but you guys are making me do the summary, and I don't know what happened.
You have a show to put on. People somehow. We send the cassettes out, I guess. I don't know how this works.
There won't be a show anymore.
We do this once a month. Or, yeah. Yeah, because people gotta get this.
The bottom line is, though, the episode was amazing.
People have to hear this in January, dude.
The fuck?
Because we mail it to them.
It
the postal service takes time.
Just start ringing and shit.
Did anybody watch the episode besides me?
I saw it.
The other one? You?
I think I saw it. Yeah.
I thought it was good. I would have liked to see more Rangers back. I think Tommy should have came back and destroyed everyone because Andros was just looking for his sister. But I think Tommy wouldn't look for a sister because it's not his sister. So he would have just killed everyone.
As wonderfully articulate as that was, I enjoyed the part where they had all those other Rangers there and they were fighting people they didn't normally fight. That was pretty cool.
It's like a team up with everyone.
Team ups are the best. You know,
were the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers there?
No.
No.
Fuck this shit.
Why wasn't Adam just came back X number of episodes ago?
No wonder the series is getting canceled.
He should have been back. I mean, they should have never changed the cast over to these. I'm gonna
drink my worries away.
What do you guys think? Zordon is going to say when they rescue him.
Thanks.
Zordon is... What he's going to say is, I found some powers for you, but I need you to go through this perilous trek and fight some good guys. I'm not going
to
tell
you. They have
to
go find Snoopy at Charlie Brown's house.
I have to wonder, though, with them fighting in space so often... Shit, this joke's not going to make sense because who's protecting the Earth? And I just realized Countdown to Destruction was on Earth. Well, I bet Zordon put somebody on Earth just to be safe. That's not going to wake up for a long time.
The Blue Centurion.
Yeah, but nothing's ever going to happen to Zordon.
That's true. Guys, Zordon's immortal.
Ever.
He is. Zordon is like the Wizard of Oz, except real.
So Zordon will be leading the teams all the way until the 20th anniversary of a show that's getting canceled. never mind.
See,
I thought it was so cool though when Dark Conda like flew into Dark Spectre and killed him. That was awesome.
He was a jerk. I mean, I was waiting for the revelation that Dark Spectre was the brother of that guy from the movie. What's his name? Malachor,
I feel, is going to be a big insect thing.
Malachor sounds like a brand of lava lamp. Lava lamps are so hip. Like, I have like three of them right now. It's pretty groovy.
Hell yeah.
And then, guys, how cool was it at the end when they were like, when Volk's off, like, I'm the Red Ranger. And then
I don't think that happened until part 2. Did you get a bootleg copy?
No.
Son of a bitch, Kevin.
I'm looking at pictures, asshole.
1995, you always do this to us.
Always get those bootleg from the Chinese people. I was too excited about the Chinese people.
Are they stolen from people?
Yes. What is this? I heard a squeaking. Did anybody else hear that?
No way. There's a mouse in the house. Bitch. I mean, what?
Zoog Disney, if that's a thing.
How cool was it to see Divatox again? Oh, that was pretty cool.
See, we need to find out if he's related to Demetria. Demetria.
Well, obviously because they're both
dual. Wait, no.
Wait. Just like inventing shit. We're going to be gazillionaires. We're like, that's what she said is going to be the slogan for this new show about card games called Duel. It's going to be a thing.
Oh man, the Gold Rangers in the show. There was three of them, and they were sexy.
I think the VR Troopers should have returned for this battle too, and then also like the Beetleborgs, and they should have just stood next to each other.
They should have brought back Max Rider for this show.
Max Rider, of course, he's from that planet, Endor, Edenoi. Eden? What the fuck? What was it called? What was
it? Edenoi.
Oh shit! I got it right. Why did everybody say anything?
I thought you knew.
I said it second. I wasn't sure. Okay. Endor's been invented.
That's where the Ewoks are. What is wrong with you?
I wasn't sure.
Sordon lives with the fucking Ewoks. They're doing their Ewok shit, and Zordon is just like, "Oh, go fight Titanus and shit."
Largo is an Ewok.
Largo's king of the Ewoks.
Anyway, about power.
Realize that 1998 Dawson was stupid.
I think I'll be stupid no matter what decade I'm born in. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna die right after this and be reborn in like 2013 or something. Wait, no, that would be. Shut up.
What? Dudes,
I don't know. I was making Claire a joke.
Dude, world's ending in 2000. So.
God damn it, 1995.
Why the hell am I just a number?
Because it's slang. We have a gang now? Yes. Anyway, I'm looking forward to part two. I hope they pull out a surprise in which Tommy saves us all.
I think they're going to show us who Phantom Ranger is. So,
damn it.
Probably,
I don't know what anybody
God
said.
Damn it, 95.
I'm about to go postal on your ass. Seriously.
He's stealing all our jokes, bro.
Maybe my ass would enjoy that.
Tripping.
You be straight tripping, yo. Talk to the hand, son.
So is your face. Wait, that didn't make sense.
Mama talked to the hand while she wrote it all night long.
Lord.
I'm not sure about dinosaurs that eat berries.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, Brian.
I still don't know what episode of Mystic Knights was on.
I don't know.
It
they
was
got
awesome,
the fifth knight. They got the forest guy. It's like forest before me.
What if it's the forest?
And he had like that.
You,
he had like
dick.
The twin axes. Like it was one axe and then split into two axes. And he had like that greenish armor.
That's a lot of questions.
Damn it, Dawson, Ryder, or whatever your name is, Parkers. I'm just gonna shut up. Y'all steal my jokes.
Sorry.
Fucking. I feel like spray can now.
Well, I guess now it's.
You feel like a douche?
It's time for.
And gay?
Mail. It's cue the Blues Clues song.
Mail. Is that a thing?
It has to be.
Okay. Mail time.
It's the mail, it never fails. It makes me wanna wag my tail. When it comes, I wanna wail. Mail!
Wow.
Okay, yeah, it's a thing.
I hate you.
We're good.
I did not expect him to remember it that well. Okay. Oh, it's currently airing, so I guess that makes sense.
Yep.
So, grab bag, I guess, first. Let's get, we got our mail back here.
Hey. So, they were all sent to me for some reason.
He was the only one comfortable with giving out his address to strangers.
I have a mailbox, but I don't know. I think that's still a thing. But.
First one comes from Dice Faniel, and he writes, "Hey guys, Guy Spaniel here with another episode of... Nah, he doesn't do anything like that. That would be silly.
He has like a 4-page question.
What he asks, I'm just gonna have a little bit of brevity here. And what he asks is, what are our favorite anime, and what do we think of a possible crossover between Dragon Ball Z and Power Rangers?
Dragon Ball Z is an anime, right?
How many times have we told you, Dice Fanny? We've written you a bunch of times. This is a Power Rangers radio show.
I really like Dragon Ball, though.
That's a terrible program. I would never watch that like in a million years. That is just stupid.
I don't know. It's pretty cool. There is fighting. I do watch Dragon Ball on occasion, but it's no Power Rangers, you know.
It's on Toonami.
Toonami's going to be around forever. That's like
Sailor Moon and Space Ghost or something. I don't know.
That whole Toonami thing is just stupid. I can't watch any of those programs.
Why are our opinions so different when if this was happening in the 2000s, our opinions would be the same?
You can't prove that.
Oh, but
we're not even going to make it to the 2000s. World ends in a year and a half.
It's true. Y2K. Oh, that's going to be the end. I know it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we all just really like Dragon Ball Z and Thundercats, because that's on.
Ho.
That's an anime.
Oh. Yeah, your mother
not
is.
In Japan, you dick.
Next question.
On Toonami. Okay.
I don't know who the next one's from. I just pulled out a random thing.
There's no way to read this.
They ask, are you excited for the upcoming Phantom Menace movie?
Oh, it's going to be so great. Jar Jar Binks is going to be the shit. I got him tattooed on my back. He's going to be like the next Chewbacca. He's going to be so amazing.
He's going to be the best character ever created by George Lucas, who is an awesome writer and director. He does it all. Just like you saw his first three Star Wars movies, he wrote and directed them all by himself.
And we're going to find out about Anakin's origins. I get a feeling the kid's going to be hardcore.
He is going to be like a badass. He has to be. He's Darth Vader.
He raises the voice dildo of a
black man. He has the voice of a black man, sir. And just think, it's going to be young Puppet Yoda. How awesome is that going to be? Young Puppet Yoda for life.
Muppets always existed, so that's always a safe reference.
Days me.
I hear the dude from Pulp Fiction is in this.
I know. A Negro Jedi.
The 1950s?
Stop being racist.
Well, still...
They Negro.
Why does me, Ryder, get blamed for everything? I'm like Ryder Strong from Boy Meets World. That's a thing. Yeah. It's a thing. I grew up with it. Anyway. Sorry, we should have done more research about the 80s.
No, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
You just wanted to say that. Anyway.
Hood.
What hood?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day. Whatever.
Anyway, this is so cool. He's going to live forever.
The Phantom Menace is going to be
an android.
So, final grab bag question before we get to the answering
machine. Okay, this one asks, it's from Bellsprout guy. It asks, God damn it. It asks, have you guys ever heard of Sentai?
The fuck?
Japanese porn?
I've heard of hentai, like Ryder said over here. I heard of that. I in no way have ever seen it before in my life.
What is that? I wish I could look it up, but there's no way. Actually, no way of me getting that information quickly at this moment. Like, literally, there isn't a way. I'd have to look at a book at a library, maybe, if possible. I'd have to go to a library, maybe look it up on the internet there. But
I'll have to get back to you in 3 months or whatever long it takes to get this thing out.
Just as long as the mail takes. I literally... Thinking about this, I feel completely helpless right now. I'm claustrophobic, actually.
How are you talking to us?
We're all in the same room.
We're in the same room with the male who went to his house.
Shut up. There's no way else we could be doing this.
I don't know. I'm just saying that doesn't jive with a.
This is what it looks like.
95 said earlier.
Three of us are sitting around with microphones, and the spray can is in one of those little playhouses. And he said, "They said," and then he just thinks he lives in there. We all fly to each other's houses for our monthly podcast. Or shit, what's a podcast?
I don't know, dude. I think it's a knockoff version of the Dreamcast.
I think I've got a brain condition, but I don't know if the technology is advanced enough to save me. There was no good medical shows that had handsome doctors on them to tell me about it.
I think ER was on.
It's no McDreamy.
But it had George Clooney, and he's the hottest man alive too at the time.
There can't be more than one hottest man, dude. Why are we gay?
I don't know, you're the one all in love with NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys, faggot.
Look, that was a phase. That was 45 minutes ago, Ryder.
Bye. I don't want to be a fool for you, I'm just another player in your game.
You remember it.
I mean, it's recent, you hear it on the radio all the time.
Sure, I listen to radio.
Radio when I'm Disney. Jamming in my Oldsmobile.
I don't really want to make it tough.
Station
I just
wagon.
Thought you said I had enough. Show that's me, hate me, but it ain't no lie.
Brian, you've got an Oldsmobile. What is this? The 70s? Dude, get with the times. That was two decades ago.
Shut up.
Two.
It was cheap. You don't know my life. You don't know my life. Your mother.
That's my line.
So now it's time for the answering machine. I heard a rumor they're going to start carrying answering machine backpacks on cell phones. Some guy named Chris Hardwick was saying that. I don't know. He's actually alive now because he's like 40 in the future. I didn't even know that. Oh, he hosted that show that Eric
was on. That is the most magical thing you've ever said.
What was that show Eric was on? It was that dating show on Boy Meets World. That dating show. This is a thing. We can talk about it. I don't know if it's happened yet, but it will.
Did you know
that Chris Singled Out?
Son of a bitch. 95. Singled Out.
Yeah. 95. Yeah, Singled Out. That was. Oh. So Chris Hardwick is definitely a thing.
Did you know that Chris Hardwick was roommates with Will Wheaton? The dude that played that, you know, kid from
Will Wheaton is awesome. He's probably going to be like a cool guest star at a show one day.
I did not know that.
I don't know.
I wonder what Kevin was up to. I wonder if
I just didn't like it. I didn't like his character in Next Generation, man. And Star Trek is where it's at, really.
It's no Star Wars. It doesn't even have lightsabers.
Man, you don't even know.
Or Jar Jar Binks. God. Okay, time for the answering machine, version 3. Hold on, let me rewind the tape. Why do I have it? Wait, we're in the same room. We all have it.
You sat closest to the phone.
Well, that's because I'm scared. The sticky bandits, they're going to try to get us. We don't have the skills or the cunning of Macaulay Culkin.
You know what's really weird?
He's so adorable. He is going to be a big movie star when he grows up.
He's going to look like a horror monster.
You know what's really weird about the fact that we're all in the same room? The fact that we all, for some reason, have different audio quality. Have you ever noticed that?
Nah.
Like, whenever you're listening to our tapes back, we all have really weird audio
my
quality.
My microphone's better than you.
I hear a spaceship from your corner by that, that house nearby. I'm not sure what's going on there.
You know what's even weirder is that we're all in the same room and all of us are not wearing pants.
I'm wearing overalls. Of course I'm not wearing pants. These are more advanced than pants.
That rhymed and shit.
Yep.
So.
Bought that voicemail.
Time to press the button. Click.
Beep. So, guys, you see, Masked Rider was really sophisticated, And it was ahead of its time in the way that it had a multiracial family that could in no way have those children. And it was really incredible. Like, really incredible. It was awesome. So I was wondering, it might be impractical, but I was wondering, excuse me, I'm gonna cough. I'm sick and I don't know what's going on with me. But I was wondering if you think it would be cool if they made another.
I was laughing quietly. How can you hear it? Cancer machine, can you hear me?
This guy's a joke. I'm sorry. Continue voicemail message.
It's okay. Dawson hit pause.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, that was tripping.
Anyway, okay, play button.
Play. Come on. Be serious.
Are we sure we don't want to just, like, rewind the tape and try this again?
No.
Yes, let's do that.
Shit.
All right, let's... Beep.
Just fast forward. I know.
No.
I'm not suffering through that.
It'll be funnier if it's different. let's rewind again. It started playing. Beep. Beep. It's not working.
You're going to break it. You're not going to get this question.
Oh, okay.
Damn it. God damn it.
I think Ryder broke it.
Damn it, if we lost that guy's question.
Well, I think I can get it back.
With what?
A fishing pole, I don't know.
We'll just tape the thing together. Okay.
Okay, hit it a couple times.
Just gotta get his penis inside of it.
But
if I probe it.
Seriously, motherfucking beep. Come on. This bit has turned into another beep.
Furbus would come back as a main rider.
Sorry, I went too far.
So I was wondering if you guys thought it would be cool if Furbus came back as the main rider. He would transform and then grow really tall into this guy that's kind of based off a dragon, except he's red and he does a thumbs up a lot. But he just makes little chirpy noises because he's Furbus. And so if Furbus was the main rider and he came back and kicked butt, except Dex is now old because it's in the future.
Like 2007. And,
but Dex is an old man cop, and he's buddies with Furbus. I just think it would be a cool premise for a show, like a buddy cop show with Furbus and Dex. It'd be amazing. And the multiracial family can run a restaurant or bakery or whatever that place is, was something. I'm sorry if that's a confusing question. I just wanted to know your thoughts. Good show, guys. Okay, bye.
Beep. Message over. If you'd like to re-record this message, you can, because this technology isn't advanced enough for this shit. Okay.
You know, that kid, there was something about his voice. I was kind of getting a little offended.
Sounded like someone threw a trash can at me in the first grade. You know, he had
sure they didn't necessarily throw you in the trash can?
He had very similar ideas to you about a dragon-based writer. Are you guys pen pals, by chance?
Oh, no. No.
I'm glad I fast-forwarded through that, though. I'm glad you convinced me. That was a long message. That took an entire tape. We had to get other tapes for the other questions.
Oof.
Ooh, tapes. That's a thing.
I forgot those were looked up tapes.
What was the question? Oh, Masked Rider and Furbus. I don't know, man. I loved Masked Rider. I think that they...
Shit. I just want it to come back in any way, shape, or form.
I think any idea involving Furbus is a good idea, so let's do this.
There is no bad idea when it comes to Furbus.
Furbus is like... He's like almost as cool as Jar Jar Binks, but not there. Like... His name as a main writer actually appeals to me in some way, but why am I talking like the guy?
Sure. Nothing is as cool as Jar Jar Binks.
He's the shit, I tell you. Do or do not. Anyway, What was I saying about Furbus? Something about Furbus. That's a Furbus. Nothing.
Buddy
yet.
Cop movie.
Oh yeah, it can be like Starsky and Hutch with Furby. I hope they remake that movie with maybe possibly the guy from Mystery Men starring in it. Wait, that was a thing, wasn't it? It was Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller. What? Never fucking mind. Anyway, anybody else have anything to elaborate before I put the next tape in?
I approve of this idea because I in no way influenced it.
I'm still a little offended.
Well, you'll have to write your congressman about that.
While touching yourself.
In the other tape, I have no idea what's coming out of this one. Let's find out. Hold on, it's not working. I feel like I'm on Whose Line right now. All right, hold on, let me just wind the tape up a little more. All right. Beep.
Hello to the riders, the rangers, and especially the Rambles. I am one of your biggest fans. I am the VZ7, and I am also a fan of the Dragon Ball. I like all the characters. I wish you would watch that show sometime. I love it so much.
Wow, this guy's got good timing.
My question for you guys and your spray can is, what do you think they should do if the Dragon Ball people could come into a Power Ranger episode?
Jesus Christ.
I think someone asked that question already. You know, I find that guy seemed like he was talking slowly as if to think of a question as he was going. I mean...
I think he thought of the wrong question.
I think that he's pen pals with that Dyes Faniel guy.
You know, he just might.
Why would they put an animated thing in Power Rangers? I mean, they would never consider animated Power Rangers. That wouldn't even happen.
No.
Maybe they'll do a... Maybe Saban should do a live-action Dragon Ball like they did with Turtles.
Well, that'll be a hit. They can make it into a movie.
That'd be amazing. They could put it in high school.
It'd be fucking awesome.
Everything's better in high school.
I mean,
except life.
It could be called Evolution because it always makes everything cooler.
They could call it Revolution and turn the lights out. Just in the high school, though.
You could do the cartoon with the live action. Look at Roger Rabbit. That was an awesome movie. They had live action and...
What about Space Jam? Cartoons. That's happened.
Space Jam, exactly. They had
Michael Jordan is my hero. Holy shit, what happened to him? Where are they now? Still around in this era.
And they had that guy from Sign. He got eaten by the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, the little lizards. And then they had the Bill Murrays. He was cool. They could do that.
The Ghostbusters. Just make sure you don't watch the wrong one. That's bad. That's a mistake. All right. So, we got a final message, another mystery one. I wonder how many beeps it'll take to get this one out. Right.
Like Countdown to Destruction.
Still didn't work out.
You're talking.
I have to invent a new answering machine. Invent one? Wow, I'm not smart. Beep.
Well, I'd say the Riders, Rangers, and Rambles. I think I'm one of y'all's oldest fans here down in the gold mines of California.
I had to pause it. There's some wheezing. All right, start again. Hello?
I was just wondering what y'all would do if y'all was to come across a gold mine in your backyard. Would you mind sharing it with an old man like me? Been spending my whole life down here in California and all the gold's done dried up. I need me some monies. I done lost my slaves after the war.
Wait, Wait a minute. This tape was meant to be sent to the Miners podcast. Miners and Miners. It's about children in coal mines. Well, I guess we can answer. I bet they got our question. There's probably some miners getting questions about Power Rangers. They can't even hear down there with all that coal. It doesn't make sense. It'll be like when that guy had to work in the mines when he was trying to build a rocket. He's like, I'm going to take over from my daddy. But he's like, nope, I'm going to build a rocket because my name is Homer Simpson. Boom! And then he created the Simpsons. True story. Okay, so what would we do if there was gold? I get a bunch of VCRs so I never miss any of my shows. So that way, no matter what station it was on, it would always record it. I mean, there can't possibly be a more convenient solution.
I would import a Dreamcast from Japan.
Probably invest in Enron. That's it for this week's answering machine. Make sure to send those in to 555RR, the address. I think 555 is for phone numbers, but it's cool. Make sure you don't send it to Miners and Miners, because they're probably very confused down there. Luckily, Homer invented The Simpsons, so they have something to watch.
Oh, God.
Now it's time for...
Final Figgies.
Yeah.
Man, you sound just like Zordon.
Yeah, that wasn't what I was going for, but that works, too.
So keep sending in those voice tapes. You had to send the voice tapes in. You might as well just write a fucking letter, then. Because my answering machine is broken. I can't really afford that kind of investment.
No. Yeah, but I love hearing all the different kinds of people we get messages from. We got a gold miner.
It's
that's
1998.
Awesome.
We have answering machines. You don't just send in tapes. We're not that far into the past.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Jesus, we got a gold miner from 1898.
It's that brain tumor they can't fix because they don't have any Gray's things here. I have no idea what I'm saying anymore. It's all good.
Nosebleeds.
It's all good. Don't worry, I'll just get a secret surgery from a bald man and it won't work because I'll electrocute myself in a prison. Electrocute? I meant to say electrocute.
So, oh god.
As if. Didn't get to use that one yet.
Anyway. Peace out, doll.
Yeah, yo mama, bitches.
Peace out, doll?
Peace out, dog.
Oh.
Dog. 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 D-A-W-G. Do you not know how to spell writer?
Yeah, that shit is fat with a P-H, yo.
There. I swear, you'll be illiterate in every generation.
Psych!
Lay down some fat beats on all y'all.
Why do you have a black persona? I'm sorry. You can be normal, right? It's like somewhere between normal you and like trailer you.
I'm sorry. That's just what I default to.
Spray can over here's a badass.
Okay, we can edit that. But.
Oh, and another thing, since we're already breaking character, you bastards over here taking all my shtick, talking about Banjo-Kazooie and Spyro the Dragon. Like,
I'm just plucking things from lists. I'm not really thinking about
this.
It's
a little thick. We're practically just listing. And I get stuff once about using words that are too futuristic.
That's why I go black.
Did I say that?
Anyway,
I said it smells tight. I said, oh Lord. Okay, back to action. It's 90.
Call it to them.
It
the
takes
postal service time.
Just start ringing and shit.
Was it really that slow in the 90s? 2 months. Sorry. Wait, that's going to be a few.
I don't know. I just threw out a month.
Okay, fandom about breaking character, Brian, when you're going through this, take a couple of the ultimate break character parts and put it in like bloopers. Because we're doing it quite often.
I'll see what I can do. I'm under stress.
Under stress? Like this one. I'm not just going to leave us talking about it in here. Oh, he will. Okay. Back to action. Okay. All right, hold on. Let me just wind the tape up a little more. All right. Beep.
Line. No one gave me a question, you stupid faggots.
Wing it.
Wing it. Okay. Right.
Last try, otherwise this tape's done. Beep.
Is this also me?
I have no idea.
You said you had 100 voices. Go.
Okay, wait.
The machine saying wait. I think sentient.
You know what I hope. What I hope this message is. I really want like an old timey miner voice. Like for whatever reason, I just really want the dude to have that kind of voice. That'd be awesome.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I know, right?
A miner? Really?
Miners, not miners.
Like, I don't know how to do a miner voice.
Like an old
a prospect?
Tiny gold miner. Like a prospector.
It's not
like I'm going down for gold like that.
Press that button.
All right, let's do it slowly as to give the machine time to prep. One, two. Three.
It's a countdown to the button.